USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another busy day for Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testifying before a Democratic-led House committee on Monday. DeJoy says the U.S. Postal Service is ready to handle the upcoming election ballots.
The Postal Service is fully capable and committed to delivering the nation's ballots securely and on time. This sacred duty is my number one priority.
The Republican National Convention getting underway in Charlotte, North Carolina. President Trump again turning his attention to mail-in voting versus absentee ballots.
If you have an absentee ballot where you request it, we're all in favor of that. Absentee, like in Florida, they have absentee is good. But other than that, they're very, very bad.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise slated to speak later on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Kenosha County, Wisconsin is declaring a state of emergency curfew that begins at 8 o'clock Central Time. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers is also calling up the National Guard. This after rioters and looters destroyed downtown Kenosha hours after a black man, Jacob Bell, was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest. He was rushed to a hospital and is in serious condition. This restaurant owner telling Fox 6 in Milwaukee,
we had the window, we had this door broken out, we had the dining room was ransacked, and then we have two windows over there that are broken out.
Wall Street is building on last week's records. Both the S&P and NASDAQ set all-time highs, with the S&P closing above 3,400 for the first time. At the closing bell on Monday, the Dow gained 378 points. The S&P set a record high again, as did the NASDAQ. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was great for the Food and Drug Administration to grant an emergency use authorization for the use of convalescent plasma for the treatment of COVID-19, but it could have been done earlier. That's according to White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro.
Convalescent plasma is like the poster child for this. This is not controversial, Joe. This convalescent plasma, which is basically using the antibodies from somebody who's been infected, give the antibodies to somebody who's fighting the infection. This has been around across numerous things for decades, right? And the odds on the safety end, the odds of somebody being hurt by this is close to zero and probably zero.
Three additional states were approved for enhanced unemployment payments made possible by President Trump's recent executive order. New York, Alaska, and Georgia were approved Sunday, according to the announcement. New York, Alaska, and Georgia were approved on Sunday in an announcement made by FEMA, who is processing the applications. All three states chose the option that will see the unemployed get $300 weekly on top of regular unemployment payments. The money is coming entirely from the federal government. 26 states have now gained approval from FEMA to gain enhanced unemployment payments. South Dakota is the only state to officially decline any assistance, saying they don't need it because of low unemployment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.